Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Tezvav. Daf Tezvav, as we continue, we're on the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Beis. Just two ha'aris that I wanted to mention as we continue in Hakomet Zuta. We are in Hakomet Zuta, and B'ezras Hashem coming up in 2 days' time is Hakomet Rabbah. But we are still in Hakomet Zuta. So two ha'aris on yesterday's daf. First of all, we had two dayas in the Gemara in the middle of Yud Aleph Beis. Can avodos be mitztaref when it comes to pigel? So the first day it says that shchita, the Brisa says that shchita and zrika can be mitztaref. If I think about a half a kazayas during shchita and a half a kazayas during zrika, so then that is a mitztaref to create pigel. So the Gemara then has two opinions. Either ikata amre, that maybe only shchita and zrika could combine because they are matire, masha'en kein, holacha and kabbalah or not. Or do I say no, shchita and zrika, which are avoda number 1 and number 4 could combine, so surely avoda number 2 and number 3, which are even closer, they surely should be able to combine. Those are two deos in the Gemara. The Dvir HaKodesh suggests that maybe these two deos at root are about what pigel's all about. What is the nature of the mechayev of pigel? Ubebir lishna kama nira, says the Dvir HaKodesh, nira. In the first opinion holds that what is only shchita and zrika, not halacha and kabbalah. Why? Nira dekivin the din pigel nasa ide machshava ba'avodos. As we said earlier, pigel is about doing an avoda in an imperfect way. Doing an avoda which is supposed to be matir, and it doesn't matir. Imkein hagederhu dekivin the machashiv b'shasa avoda al davar sheniter al yedei ha'avoda. Nasa pigel. If I think about something that's supposed to be nitar and I mess up in my machshava, that creates pigel. Avolim yechashi b'shas avoda al davar del shayach klal avoda. But if I think about something that's totally not shayach to what I'm doing, this we had already when we spoke about in matir mefagel as a matir. We spoke about this 2 days ago. So then it's not going to affect it because what is that later matir have to do with what I'm doing now? It's only if I'm doing an avoda now which has shayachus to the later matir. So then if I don't do it properly, so then this avoda is going to be stained. Lachein shchita v'zrika the travayu matirin shayach letzarfam. Shchita and zrika have an effect and are connected to the later stages. They are matir, and therefore that's a creation of pigel. But holach and kabbalah, even though after travayu avodos v'shayach lachashiv behen pigel, even though they're avodos and one can think pigel in them, but still they're not machshir a later stage, and therefore they're not going. It's not in the world of pigel. The later stages have no connection to the Kabbalah. What does Kabbalah and Haktara have to do with each other? What is Olacha? They're stages within the process, but they're not connected. That's Lishna Kama. That it's all about an avoda that creates a later heter, and therefore, if I don't create it, or if I'm thinking about something else that has nothing to do with it, it's not going to create pigel. What about the Lishna Basra? Says the Dvir HaKodesh, the pligi be'etzema din pigel. The Lishna Basra holds lo shayach ledin hamatir. Elohu din ba'avodos. Forget the later matir. It's a din in an avoda. If an avoda is done with that type of thought, it's going to be a problem. So there are four avodos. Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. And the further they are away from each other, so that if that works, then the closer they are should also work as well. So therefore, says the Dvir HaKodesh, maybe these 2 days are about the Mechayev of Pigel. Is it just a din in the Avodos? You did an Avoda improperly, much more flexible definition. Or is it about an Avoda that's Matir later on, and you didn't Matir it? And that's why it would be Pigel or not Pigel. One other Ha'ara to mention that I wanted to say yesterday. Yesterday, the Lachmei Toda came up. The Toda is going to come up again later today, so this could count on today's daf as well. But I was going to mention it yesterday, and I have to fulfill my what I said. I don't think we ever organized it this way, but the Chinuch and Kuf Mem Aleph, in the mitzvah of the Maisa Zevach HaShlamim, last week's parsha, that the mitzvah of bringing the Karban Shlamim, should is Tavinu Sheyasu HaKohanim Maisa Karban Shlamim, Kamishvat HaKasav HaParsha. So we mentioned that there's one Shlamim that is Tzibor, the Kifsei Atzeres. The kvasim, the sheep brought along with the shtei halechem on Shavuos, that's the only type of shlamim that is tzibur. But to expand it a little bit, the chinuch notes for us, we're going to have this later on in this pesachta, the arba'a minim hein shlamim. There are really four types of carbon shlamims. Four shlamims. One of them is tzibur and three of them is yachid. The tzibur one we know is the kifsei atzeres. That's the ones that have the same halacha we mentioned it in Ezel Makoman. Shalmi tzibur va'ashamos, there's the same halacha, there's a carbon asham. But then there are three shalmei yachids. What are shalmei yachids? Shalmei tzibur nikran kashi kashi min l'tzibur shlamim ki im karban echad v'shnei kvasim abanim alachim apanim. Fine. But Shalma Yachid are Kachim Kalim, and there are three of them. What are they? Ha'echad. Hu Karbin Shlamim Haba'a below Lechem Imo. It's a Shlamim that comes without any bread. What we call the Shalmei Chagiga, the Shalmei Simcha. Stam Shlamim, a Shlamim that you bring on Yantif. Shalmei Chagiga to go along with your Karban Pesach to bring you Simchas Yantif. That's Shlamim number one. Then you have Shlamim number two, Hasheni Shlamim Habayim Im Halechem. Shlamim that comes with the bread, that, of course, is the Karban Toda. That comes with 40 loaves, 30 matzah, 10 chametz. That's what it was referred to yesterday, and we're going to get back to it. Bez Hashem today. That's the second type of shlamim, the carbon toda. V'hu haba b'neder o b'nedava. And that comes voluntarily, neder nedava. The Menachas Chenef here notes the first one also, neder nedava. You can also bring stam shlamim for neder nedava, but that's what he notes here. The eil, maybe he's emphasizing that a carbon toda is not a chiv, which is a sugya. The eilu shlamim nigram toda, v'alechem ebayimo nigram lechem toda. And then minashlishi, the third type of shlamim is a shlamim that a nazir brings when he finishes his nazirus. That's the third of shlamim, and that also comes with breads. Not exactly the same breads as a carbon toda, and that's called the el nazir. So three type of shlamims. Shlamim that comes with chagiga, that is the chagiga, or the shalmei simcha, will throw in a regular shlamim. Let's say somebody is just a no David shlamim. Somebody could volunteer a shlamim, just like they could volunteer an ola. That would be part of category one. The chagiga, the simcha, the ones that are more common, that are brought on yantif, because that's when most people come to the Beis HaMikdash. But otherwise, that's category one. Category two is toda, category three is nazir. So now we know the four types of shlamim. The Menachas Chinuch here discusses an oz yud. Maybe there's another type. What about Moser Pesach? As we discussed at the beginning of Zvachim, the leftovers of the current Pesach turns into a shlamim. The Chinuch doesn't mention that one. So maybe that's included. It's included in one of the other ones. That's not a separate one. It automatically turns it to category one. So that's what he suggests, that it's not a separate one. What about Chagigas Erev Pesach? There's something called Chagigas Yudalid, which we had, right? Shloshim Yom Lefnei Chag. Not just the one brought on Yantif, but the one brought on Erev Pesach to be able to create my state of satiation so that I can eat the current Pesach Al Hasova. That's the Chagigas Yudalid. So again, there are a couple of others, but the pashtus is that those fit into the other categories and they aren't their own. That is what the Chinuch says, but once you keep that in mind, so now we know four types of shlamims. One, sibur, that's the kipsi atzeres, and three, yachid, the regular one, that's broad. If somebody's known through a nodiv shlamim or chagig and simcha, that's all category one. Category two is the toda, and category three is the nazir, the el nazir. Those are all four types of shlamims. One came up yesterday, the lachme toda. Okay, so now we get into the Mishnah. Once we started talking about pigel, we got into at the end of the first parak. Once we started talking about pigel, if you're pigel on one half of the breads or one of the breads, does it affect the others? So now we have a couple of more mishnayos. How does one thing affect another thing? How does one thing affect another thing? That is what the next couple of mishnayos are going to talk about. So says the Mishnah, nitmeis achas min hachalos. Forget pigel. What about another psul? What about if one of the chalas, the kipsi atzeres, becomes tamei? The other one is tahar. What if one becomes tamei? Oh, echam and asadarim, or one of the columns of lechem hapanim also becomes tamei. What's the halacha? Reb Yehuda Omer, shneihem yetsu lebeis hasreifa. You have to burn both of them. Reb Yehuda says there's a link between them, and if one of them is tamei, then they both have the status. She'ein carbon sibur chaluk. Because you cannot split a carbon sibur. And since part of it is, and that's the maskana reason that we'll see in the Gemara. Because half of it is tamei, you can't be makriv, you can't eat the other half, the whole thing has to be burned. She'ein carbon sibur chaluk. V'chachamim omrim, ha'tamei b'tumaso, v'atar ye'achel. No, the tamei one is tamei, and the other one you can eat. No problem. The Brisker Rav notes, he finds difficulty with the language of Rabbi Yehuda. Shneim yitzlo beis asreifa sounds like they go are burned together. But we know there's a Gemara in Psachim, as we learned, Afama Dalid, which says that if there's an inherent problem with a carbon, what's called a psul haguf, so then we burn it right away. But if there's an external problem with the carbon, it's possible, but we will wait till the following day in order to create what's called ibur tsura. It's really a problem now, and then we'll burn it. Kind of like happened a couple of days ago in my house. There was something from the fridge. We weren't sure if it was, you smell it. Is it bad? Is it not bad? You're not sure if it's bad or not, but you don't want to take your chances. So what do? You leave it out of the fridge overnight for a couple of hours. Now it's really bad. Now you for sure, okay, now I can throw it out. That's what you do, because you're not sure about something. So I said to my eye, I said, that's Ibur Tzura. It's exactly what the Gemara talks about. Why? Because if there's no psul haguf, so what do? You leave it overnight to create a real psul haguf, and then you can burn it. So says the Brisker Rav, why does the Rebbe Yehuda use the lashon here of Yetzu Lebeis Shreim, Yetzu Lebeis Shreifa? You burn it together. One of them is really Tame, one of them is just because Tame, because it's been served to the other one. So the Tame one, Lechor, you're going to burn right away. And the one that's only Mitzur, if you're probably going to wait till the next day, because that's not a psul haguf. So why does Rebbe Yehuda say Yetzu Lebeis Shreifa? Says the Brisker Rav, no, because what are we talking about? We're talking about Shabbos or Yontif. We're talking about the Lechem Apanim. We're talking about the Shtei Halechem. So you don't burn karbanos that are Tamei on Yontif anyway. So you're going to have to wait till the next day anyway. So Mamela, you're going to burn it together. Shtei Yetzu Lebeis Shreifa. Not fundamentally, but Lamaisa, that's going to happen. Because we're talking about Shabbos and the Yontif. Lafishin, Sarf, and Kachin, Balaila, Vitzarach, Lanichem, Araboker, Mkei, Shnei, Misarf, and Miyad. They're both going to be Nisraf in the morning anyway. So that's why Rabbi Hudasel tells us, Yisla Mesa Shreifa. But if you just read it, you don't realize the reason. That's why the Brisker Rav comes in and tells us what's behind the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, Machlokes Lefnei Zrika, the Machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, whether the other half is automatically tummy or not, is only before Zrika. Before Zrika was done, before Zrika of the Kvasim, or before the removal of the Bazichin, of the Lechem upon him, right, which is the power, I'm sorry, before the burning of the Bazichin, right, the removal of Bazichin is like the Kmisa, but before the burning of the frankincense, that's the parallel of the Zrika of the Lechem upon him. So before that, that's the Machlokas. Avala Achar Zrika, but if you already burned the Lavona, or if you already were Zorik the Dam of the Kitzi Atzarbis, it's too late to passel it. There it's already edible. You're already able to eat it. So if one half becomes tameh, that does not affect the other half. That's Rabbi Lazar's shita. So what's the machlokas about? What's the machlokas about between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? So it's somewhat unusual because the Mishnah itself gives a reason. The Mishnah already told us the reason. That's going to be the maskana. The maskana is going to say the Mishnah gives us a reason. But for the next 15 lines, the Gemara, I guess, assumes, maybe forget the reason that the Mishnah gives, and we're going to try to have a different svara. What is the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan? But my plea, what's the machlokas about? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say the other half is affected, and the Rabbanan say not? Amar of Papa. B'tzitz meratza al achilos kamiflagi. The machlokas is whether the tzitz is meratza on achilos. What does that mean? Whether, if you have something that's supposed to be eaten, but there is a problem, some of it is tameh, is the zrika still going to be considered an effective, a significant zrika for this karban that's usually eaten? If it's going to be considered a significant achila, even though there are problems, there's tuma. If it's going to be significant, it's going to be significant at least to eat the other half. That's the shita of the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, it's not significant. If there's a problem of tuma here, so then it's not going to be meratze on achilos. The tzitz is not going to be meratze on the karban, and therefore you will not be able to eat the other half. The background to this halacha, as has come up various times in our travels through Shas, is the halacha that tzitz is meratze. Torah tells us in Shmos, in Parshas Tetzaveh, back in the Parsha about Big Day Kahuna, after the Torah describes the tzitz, V'yasisa tzitz zahav tahar, ufitachta ala pituchecha osam kodesh l'ashem, it says kodesh l'ashem on the tzitz, all like four or five different opinions. How does it say kodesh l'ashem? Based on how do you understand the Girsa and the Gemaras, does it say kodesh on the bottom line and l'ashem on the top line? Does it say kodesh le and Hashem? Does it say all different shitas in the, if you look in the Big Day Kahuna books, they have all the different pshatim of the Rishonim. How does it sit? Look, v'samta utzal psil tchelas, v'ayla mesefes el mo p'neim mesefes yiyah, put it on the forehead of the Kohen, gadol, v'haya al meitzach Aaron, it'll be on the forehead of Aaron, v'nasa Aaron es avona kadashim. Aaron will carry the sin of the karbanos, meaning he'll bear the sin. He'll carry the sin. So Aaron, having this tzitz on, will bear the sin. Asher yakdisha b'nei Yisrael. Which sin are we talking about? Torah doesn't say. That's Chazal. Later on, the Gemara tells us on Daf Chaf Hei, but Rashi quotes it right here on the pasuk in Tetzaveh. What does it mean? It's avona kadoshim l'ratzos al adam ba'al achilev shekarvu bituma. Kemosha shanina, like we learn in Menachas Daf Chaf Hei. Tuma, that's the sin. It's not pigol, it's not yotze, it's not lun, any of those, that's not what we're talking about here. Specific chiddush haTorah. Tumah is solved, at least in certain cases of Tumah, the Tzitzit Meratza on Tumah. That's the special din in Parshat Tetzaveh. There's magic. There's a machlokes. Is that only if the tzitzit is on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol when he's wearing it? Is it even not just the fact that the tzitzit exists that the tzitzit is meratza on tumah? That's a machlokes in the Gemara in Maseches Yuma and Daf Zayin. But the regular din of tzitzit is right here in Parshat Tetzaveh. So, getting back now to our case, Rav Papa suggests that the machlokas between the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan is whether tzitzit is meratza on achilas. Rabbanan savri hatzitz meratza al achilas. The Rabbanan hold that the tzitzit is meratza. Look at Rashi on top. The tzitzit is meratza al tumas achilas kohanim. It's meratza on tuma of an item that the kohanim will eat. Lumehevi zrika shenizrika alein zrika ma'alyasa. To treat the zrika as a significant Chashuv Zrika. It's not going to be good enough to matir the part that was Tameh. But it will be enough to be considered a significant Zrika so that the other half, the other Seder, the other Lechem will be able to be eaten. That's Tzitz Meratza on Achilos. Rabbi Yehuda Savar ain't Tzitz Meratza on Achilos. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it is not Meratza on Achilos, and therefore you're not going to be able to eat the other half. Tosas notes here, even though Rabbi Yehuda in Pesachim holds Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, so maybe you don't even need the tzitz. That's what the Gemara says there. If Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, you don't even need the tzitz to be docheh, but still, there might be a difference between Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur and tzitz meratza on achilus. There might be a difference between the two. So you can look at that Tosfos, and the second Tosfos on the Amud. Okay, that is Rav Papa's suggestion. That's the Machlokas. Amalei Rav Huna B'Reid Rav Nasan L'Rav Papa. Rav Huna says to Rav Papa, it can't be. V'ha Olin are karbanas that became tamei that went up on the mizbeach. Olin, or they're supposed to be burned on the mizbeach. Da tzitz meratza ala olin. Tzitz always works for items that are supposed to be burned. Tzitz meratza on olin. For example, Rashi says, the bazichin, the frankets that are supposed to be burned. Upligi, says the Gemara, and yet there's a machlokas. Everybody agrees that tzitz meratza on olin, and yet there's a machlokas. You're telling me the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is based on whether you say tzitz is meratza on achilos or not. But we know that for sure tzitz is meratza on items that are supposed to be burned on the mizbeach, and yet there's a machlokas about it. So how can you say that the svar for the machlokas is whether you hold tzitz meratza or ain't a meratza? Here there's a machlokas, and everybody holds tzitz meratza. Upligi, the Tanya, the Brisa says, Nitzva echem and abazichin, if one of the bazichin, one of the frankincense cups on the lechem upon it becomes tamei, Rabbi Yehuda omer shneim ya'asu betuma. Rabbi Yehuda says, they both should be done betuma. Meaning, it doesn't even matter if you're metamei, the other one that's not tamei yet. It's okay. Lufisha ain't carbon zebra chaluk. The carbon zebra is not chaluk, and therefore, just there's be makar of them together. But what do you see from there? That you're allowed to be makar of them. Meaning the olin, the tzitz is meratza. So, if a chamomer, matame betamasa, batari betarasa, the cham say, no, there's still, no, you're not allowed to be matami them. The tar one is still tar. Question mark. So what do you see? It's a kasha on Rav Papa. How can you say, again, that the machlok between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is about tzitz meratza or not? Here, this is a case where everybody agrees that tzitz is meratza, and yet there's a machlokas. Kasha on Rav Papa, question number one. The Oda Maravashi. A second question on Rav Papa. Tashma. We learned Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afilu Shevet Echad Tamei VeKol Hashvatim Tahorin Yasu Batuma. We had this twice before. We had it in Pesachim related to who has to wait for Kar Pesach Sheni. What's called the Tzibur regarding Pesach Sheni? Rov of Bnei Yisrael. What if you have Rov of a Shevet? Do they have to wait till Pesach Sheni, or can they do it today? That's one place where we had this. Where else did we have this discussion? You see on the side Harias Daf Hey. When we determine what is considered row for par helam davrishal tzibur? Do we look at all of Klal Yisrael, what the Gemara says, all of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael and Ein Chutz Laretz, but what about Rov of a Shevet? So Rabbi Yehuda Shita there always said, Rov Shevet is good enough to be called a tzibur, because every tzibur is called a Shevet. So Rabbi Yehuda says, even one Shevet, that's Tameh. The Kol HaShvadim Taharin and the other Shvadim are Tahar, Ya'asu B'Tumah. You still apply the principle of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, even if it's only by one Shevet. Why? Lefisha ein carbon a sibur chaluk. Because you don't split up carbon a sibur, and if one shevet is tamei, then all of them are allowed to, all of them do it then. And v'hacha, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So, you're gonna tell me the svara for Rabbi Yehuda is tzitz is not meratze. So v'hacha maya tzitz meratze ika, there's no sheichus to tzitz meratze in that case. Why not? There's tum in that case, why isn't there a halacha tzitz meratze in that case? Tosas has an important line. Tosas Yirmaskel Vahacha, because Tzitzis only Maratza on problems with the Karbanos, not with the people. Tzitzis Maratza on a Karban Tameh, on Dam Tameh. But if the person is Tameh, the Tzitzis is not Maratza. If somebody who's Tameh brings a Karban, or eats a Karban, they're Chayev Kares. Right? They're Chayev, or Misa B'di Shemayim, I don't remember exactly which one, but they're Chayev what? That's Tzitzis Maratza. They're not Chayev. No! No, Tzitzis only Maratza, there's a problem with the Karban, not a problem with the person. That's Tosfos, and that's what the Gemara here means. We're talking about Tuma of people, so the Tzitz Maratzeh cannot be Shaya. What's the Svara for that? Why should the Tzitz only be Maratzeh for problems with the carbon, not problems with the person? This is a beautiful Rebbe Chanan. Rebbe Chanan in Kovitz Shmuos. In the back of Chelek Beis of Kovitz Shiurim. Kovitz Shiurim, Chelek Alav, that's the one with all the Masechtas. Psachim, Bo'obastra, Ksubis. But in Chelek Beis, you have just general essays, Kuntres Divrei Sofrim, and other essays. But then you have a couple of Masechtas of Kovitz Biurim, Little Haaretz, and Bechoros, and the Haaretz on the Shev Shmaitza. And at the end of the volume, you have Kovitz Shmuos on Chulin. So on Daf, what is this? Page Kuf Mem Ches in the Sefer, Rabbi Chanan explains this. Why is there a difference between Tumah of a person or Tumah of an animal? Because Tumah of a carbon, what's the roots? The root of Tumah carbon is a psul. The root of Tumah of a person is an isser. Tzitz Maratza could get out of psulim. They could change pasul to kasher. It's a pasul carbon, it's a kasher carbon. That's what a Tzitz Maratza could do. The Tzitz cannot make something usser mutter. Something aser is in the gavra. If it's aser for me to be makrav batuma, to eat batuma, the tzitz has no shaykhus to that. The tzitz can make things kosher. Ah, tamei, ah, it's not tamei. If it's a din and psul, if that's the focus, like a carbon that's tamei, so that's why the tzitz can be maratza on that, because it changes it from pasul to kosher, as you're allowed to consider it. But when it comes to a person, it's aser mutter. That's a different world. The tzitz cannot affect that. Mashenkid batuma saguf, diga lav miyuchad. Al tamei shelo yakriv v'shana al akasav laakev shaper yesh lomer da psul toli b'ha iser v'kiver to ha iser nitche b'tzibur su like a psul of lo boy chulin. He talks about it. That's Rabbi Chanan in Chulin. Okay, we continue now. So this was problem number two with our papa. Vote a third problem. Interesting. Just like yesterday, we had three strikes and you're out on. Well, the Rav Huna, I think. On Rav Huna, so today we have another three strikes on Rav Papa. The Od Amar Ravina Tashma, third problem. Nitbeis Achas Ben Achalos or Achas Ben Astarim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shneim Yitzel Beis Asreva Lefishayin Acharben Siber Chaluk. Our Mishnah. V'cham Omer Matamim V'tumasa V'ator Yei Achel. Our Mishnah quotes a different reason. V'yemisa, if it's true that what Rav Papa says, Lefishayin Atzitz Maratza Al Hachilos Mibayalei. Just say that reason. It gives a different reason that you can't split up a carbon seabor. Nothing to do with Tzitz Maratza. So, Ella, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Lamed Arechu B'fifshar Rabbi Yehuda, there's been an ancient tradition that Rabbi Yehuda has from his Rebbeim, She'ain carbon seabor chalak. You don't split up a carbon seabor, and therefore if half of it gets Tamei, so the other half we have to throw along with it. You don't split a carbon seabor. We do not pass in that way. We pass in like the Rabbanan, who say, Hatamei B'tamasa V'atar Diachel. Meaning you try to have a carbon seabor together, but you're not Matamei, the other half, just because the first half became Tameh. Okay, period. Next Mishnah. Once we're talking about items that affect each other, but now we're going to put together the discussion that we've just had about something affecting something else and Pigel. Put those two together and you get the following Mishnah. Hatoda mefagelas es alechem. We know that a carbon toda, one of the four shlamims that we just said, comes with 40 loaves. What happens if I'm mefagel the carbon, the meat? I shech the animal Almanas that I'm going to eat the toda lacharzman. So the meat is pigel. Does the bread also become pigel? If I eat the bread, am I also chayef karis? How does each one affect the other one? So the Mishnah says, HaToda mefagelas es alechem. The toda, if the toda is nispagel, so then the bread also becomes nispagel. V'alechem inu mefagelas toda, but not vice versa. Ketzad, for example, what does this mean? Shachar es toda lechem men alamachar v'ashech the carbon toda in order to eat from it the next day. That's already pigel. Why? Because unlike other shlamims, which are day, night, day, a toda is not. You cannot eat the carbon toda the next day. We spoke about that in the mitzvah, in the Parsha Shir. In the Parsha Shir, yeah, last week, on Parsha Sav, that the Todah has so much to eat and so little time to eat it, then it's if. So if I shaft the Todah to eat from it tomorrow, hi v'alecha mefugalin, then even the bread becomes mefugal. Le'echo min ha'lechem l'machar, if I want to have in mind to eat from the bread tomorrow, so ha'lechem mefugal v'atodein mefugalis, only the bread. Because the carbon is not pulled along with the bread, even though the bread is pulled along with the carbon. The language of the Mishnah says the Todah is not mefugal. Rashi says that you don't get kares. You don't get kares if you eat it. That's the four words of Rashi on the Mishnah. The Karen Ora says, sounds like from Rashi that it is possible you're just not going to get kares. And he wonders why that is. Why is that? What's the problem? If the pigel of the bread does not affect the carbon, so why should there be any problem with the carbon? Right, that's the problem. The Karen Ora does not answer it. He just leaves it b'tzarach iyan. But the Ola Shlomo, the Achronim quote the Ola Shlomo from earlier on the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel, but the Achronim quote it right here to explain, by pigel there are two things going on. I'll read it to you from the Biri Hadaf. It quotes this from some of the Achronim. Ki b'chol avodas pigel milvad masha machshava poselos mafagelos is called a carbon. Besides the effect of pigel that is had, and it creates something that's nispagel and there's a chi of kares, yish psul gam be'etza maisa avodas sha'asa. But it's still an avoda that was done with machshavas pigel, which is a problem, which is an avoda psula. It might not always affect the carbon, but still, it's called an avodah psula. This might help with this. It's come up that pigel is only chuslam zman, not chuslam komo. But sometimes you find the word pigel used for even chuslam komo. So maybe what that means is it's an avodah that's avodah shel pigel, but it doesn't create the totsa'a of pigel. So maybe, so just the achronim, that's what's going on here. Why is the carbon pasul? Because there was still an avoda of pigel, a maisa avoda of pigel, even though the totsa'a of pigel was not achieved, the maisa avoda of pigel is enough to pasel at least the carbon. That's the suggestion made to explain the Rashi to answer up the Karen Ora's kasha. That is the first half of the Mishnah. Similarly, just like the Todah and its breads have a special relationship, hakvas mefagel is a lechem. What about on Shavuos? You have the kipsi atzeres and the lechem and the shtei lechem that are brought. So the same thing. The sheep, the kvasim, could be mefagel the lechem. A lechem mefagel is a kvasim. Ketzad, what does that mean? Hashochen is a kvasim lechem and lemachar. If I shech the keves, the sheep, in order to eat from it tomorrow, so the sheep is pigel, heim v'halachem ufugal, and they're both pigel. Lechol is halachem l'machar, but if I only have the bread in mind, halachem ufugal, v'akvasim einim ufugalim. It does not work the other way. The lechem does not pull the carbon. Only the carbon pulls the lechem. My time. So why is that? What's the svara for this? So ilei mamishum de Rav Kahana, is it because of Rav Kahana, damar Rav Kahana, because Rav Kahana says, mi nain lalach me toda shenikru'u toda. Right, you see this from later on, it says from Daf Pei, because later on we're going to have a parak called Parak HaToda. It's going to tell me all the different details about the breads and the carbon toda. The eighth parak is Parak HaToda. HaParak HaToda HaSaba. So, says the Gemara, is it because Rav Kahana says, had you know the lach me toda are called toda. Not only is the carbon called the Todah, but the breads are called the Todah. Shene Emar, because the Pasuk says, V'hikriv al zevach ha-Todah chalos. Rashi says, the Pasuk could have said, V'hikriv chalos al zevach ha-Todah. But instead, it puts the word Todah and chalos next to each other. That teaches me that the chalos are also called Todah. So you see, chalos are also called Todah. So once the Todah becomes Nispagel, so to the lechem is also, because that's what they call Toda. Ihach yefchanami, so why don't you say the opposite as well? Whereas, no, halokasha. Lechem ikri Toda, va'aval Toda lo ikri lechem. It only works in one direction. The breads are also called Toda. The Toda is not called lechem. So that's why it only works in one direction. If the animal becomes pigled, then the breads are also thrown in. Eloha diktani, what about the second half of the Mishnah? Hakvasim afagon is a lechem, alechem afagon is a kvasim. Lechem heichashkan de ikri kvasim. You want to say the same type of svara? You never find the breads, the shtei halachem, they're not called sheep. And that's what the Torah calls them. So Ela, the Gemara gives, it must be a different reason. Different reason for the Mishnah. As follows, as we would have thought. Hayno taima, lechem glal toda, vein toda glal delechem. Lechem glal de kvasim, vein kvasim glal delechem. What's the ikr and what's the tafel? The animals are the ikr, and the breads are the tafel. So the tafel could always be nigrar, could always be pulled by the ikr. Mashenki and the ikr is not pulled by the tafel. That's why in the Mishnah we have the halacha. Vitzricha, and we need both cases in the Mishnah. We need both the case of Toda and the case of Kifsi Atzeres. Why both? D'yesh minan Toda, if I only had the carbon Toda case, Hasam hu, Techim b'fagab alechem b'fagab Toda, there, only there I might have thought that if the lechem becomes pigle, the Toda does not become pigle. Why? Mishum delo huskuku zela ze betrufa, because you never use both of them together in a part of the avoda. You don't wave them together. Literally. But by the kivsei atzeres and the lech shtei alechem, you wave them together. And therefore I might have thought there's a special connection, affinity between them. So maybe I would have thought that if the lechem, the shtei alechem become pigel, also the kvasim, that's what I would have thought. Sricha, that's why you have to say the second case. The Gemara does not go into, so why don't you just say the second case? Okay, gotta work that out. Why couldn't you just say the second case? There is a problem that the Achronim point out, and that is, it's not true. The Toda also has Tnufa with its Lechem. If you look at the Rambam says it's Mefarish. The Rambam Menuchos Maisa Karbanis, Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin. Perek Tes says, Mitzvah Zasei Lasos Kol HaAshamos Kemitzvasan. So Mitzvah Zidu all HaAshamos appropriately. And then, Asiyas Kol HaShlamim Kemitzvasan, Mitzvah Zasei. The Avodah of all the Shlamim is a Mitzvah Zasei. How do you, and then it goes through, how do you do the Shalmei Tzibur? And then it goes through Shalmei Yachet Shlosh Aminim, like the Chinuch said, that's where the Chinuch got it from, right here, this Rambam. Ketzen Maisa Shlashdan, and it goes through, how do you do the Maisa of the three Shlamims? What's three Shlamims? We know the three Shalmei Yachets. You do the, as we said, the shlamim, the plain shlamim, that also includes the chagig and the simcha, the shlamim of the toda, and the shlamim of the nazir. What do you do? Shochit v'zorek adam kamosha biyarnu. Umafshin amosis emeirein. You skin it, and you take out the emurin, and you cut up the basar, and you give the chazi and the shok to the kohanim. But what do you do? Umafresh chazi v'shok hayamin, v'dosin ha'emurin al chazi v'shok al di bailim, v'koei miniach yodot ha'chazi emailim umeinif. Fine. And then we continue. In all four directions. And if you have a carbon toda, so then don't just be mainif, don't just wave the chazeh and the shok and the other emurim, but what do you do? Go take one out of every ten, meaning four loaves, and umeinicho im hachazeh v'hashok v'ha'emurin, umeinif hakol al yidei habaylim, kamo shebiyarnu. It's before she gets the Gemara. What's the Gemara talking about? The Rambam is based on the Gemara later on, at the Samach Beis. So what's the Gemara talking about? That, oh, you might have thought only by the kifsei atzeres and the shtei alechem, those are waved together, and that's why you would have thought there's a special affinity, mashaki, the toes are also waved together. So the brisker up earlier, on Daf Samach Beis, where this Rambam is based on, so you know what you have to say? It must be, there's something of lumdus here, there's not something of practicality, and that is, even though you're waving them together, it must be halachically the tnufa of the lechem of Toda, and the tnufa and the emur mechadiv shok of Toda, are two mechayvim. You do it together at the same time, but at root, it's two tnufas. Masha'enkin, the Shteha Lechem, and the Kifsi Atzeret, that's one Tnufa. You gotta look in the Psukim to work it out. But he says that's what you have to say. How could they could be against everything? This Gemara is before not true. So you have to say it is true. But it's just not on a practical level, but on a conceptual level. That's what you have to say. Okay, Vait. Two dots. Boy Mineira Blazim Meirav. Hashochet es Hatoda. Le'achol Kazayas Mimenu Milach Lamachar. Mahu. What happens if we shech the Toda, someone shechs the Toda, in order to eat a kezayis from it and from the lechem, meaning half a kezayis from the karban and half a kezayis from the bread. So what's the din in that case? Right? What do we have in the Mishnah? You think karban, the lechem goes along with it. You think lechem, the karban does not go along with it. What if you think half and half? What if you think about half of the animal and half of the bread? So le'ifluge Toda, so mahu. So what's the din? Liflugi toda lomi boili. We're not asking about whether the animal becomes pigle. Why? Because hashta kume milach velo mifalga. If you think a machshava that does not need any help, it's an independently significant machshava. You think all bread, mimena umi, and that does not create pigle for the animal. Mimena umilach velo miboy. What is it? If you think half bread and half this, where it's a weaker type of machshava because you're going to have to combine two things, that's going to create pigle. So there's for sure no pigle on the animal. But is there pigle on the lechem? Mi mitztarpa toda lifgule lechem olo. Does Toda, can it be mitzdarif? Meaning, if the entire Toda was pigle, then surely he grants the lechem along with it. But here, the carbon Toda is not pigle. So the question is, though, if you think half about a carbon Toda and half about the lechem, is that strong enough to at least make the pigle? At least make the bread pigle. So Amar lei, af bezu alechem mefugal v'toda in mefugalis. Yes, the lechem is pigle. It is strong enough. That's what Rav says. Avi'amai, Rav Elazar says back, why? Why do you say it? Lema kavachomer. Why do you say a kavachomer to say it's not true? Uma hamifagel ein mispagel. If the animal here that is causing the pigle, the mifagel, right? You're thinking about chassis eyes of it. Ein mispagel, it does not become pigle itself. So habolafagel lo pigel. So a thought about the bread, which does not create pigle for anything. Ein odin shelo yispagel. Surely it itself should not become pigle. If the thing causing pigle doesn't become pigle, so if the thing that is not causing pigle shouldn't become pigle. So the Gemara says, "Umiyam rina kal v'chomer ki agavna." Do you say such a kal v'chomer? Who says you say that kal v'chomer? Vatanya, we have a brisa. Maisa be'echad shezor karma shel chaveru. There was a person who went into his friend's vineyard and planted zra'im in there. Smadar, when it was just getting ripe. Meaning, this is one of the five types of kilayim. This is kilay hakerem. You plant zra'im in a vineyard. Uba ma'isel of rechachamim, and the rabbis came and said, "What? V'asru es hazra'im, v'hitiru es hagfanim." They asr the zra'im and they matter the gfanim. Why? Why they matter the gfanim? Ain't on the most of the Rishin Shalom. You can't go in and asr your friends. This isn't a mitzius, which we'll get back to by the Shem soon, like basar b'chalav. No, kilay hakerem is only when what? When I'm happy with the growth. If I don't even know about the growth, it's not a mitzvah that it's going to become usher. That's why, if you remember, in Yonah Diyoma, what they announced on the Rosh Chodesh Adar? They announced about the Shkalim, and they also announced on the Kilayim, Hashmina L'Shkalim Al-Kilayim, all the overgrowths that happened over the winter, you know, go to your field and take it out. What do you mean? If it happened, it happened already. No, the answer is, if it happened, and you didn't know about it, then go rip it out. It does not usher yet. So here too, if you try to usher your friend's field, it's not going to happen. So the Zraim are Asr, and the Kvanim are Mutter. V'yamai. So ask the Gemara, but why? Lema Kavachomer. Why don't we see a Kavachomer in that case? Umaha Oser Eino Nesar. If the Oser, if the Kerem is not Nesar itself, Habal Asr V'ain Lo Asr Eino Dinsh Lo Zis Asr. So to the Zraim, which are coming to Asr, and they didn't Asr, surely it shouldn't be Nesar. But you don't say that. You don't say that. So too, we know in the previous case, similar idea, you don't say the Kal V'chomer, and therefore, you should say that the din stands. The Gemara says, 1 minute, Hachi Hashel, you can't compare this to the Kilayim case. Hasam kanvis v'luf asra Torah. Whoa. Over there, by Kilay HaKerem, what's Doraisa? Only kanvus and luf, which are two types of Zra'im. Rashi says on the fourth line, they have roots that last a very long time, and they hang in clusters. So they really look like a kerem. The Rambam also paskins this way, and the Rambam says, because they ripen at the same time as a kerem. That's why on a Doraisa level, Kilei HaKerem Doraisa are only canvas and luf. Let's continue for a second. Shar Zra'im mi derabanan hu da'asiri. Other Zra'im are only derabanan. So this whole discussion is a derabanan discussion. So therefore, hayda avid isura kansua rabanan. Hayda lo avid isura lo kansua rabanan. The whole thing is on a derabanan level. So it's an issue of whether Chazal are going to be konis the person or not. You can't ask ayakal v'chomer. This isn't mikra din. This is a derabanan, whether we're going to apply a knas or not. Aval hachalim a kal v'chomer. But over here, you should say a kal v'chomer, and therefore nothing should be nasar. Period. The next 20 lines are an exact copy of what we just said. An exact repeat of the Shakla Vitaria, but just regarding Kifsi Atzeres instead of regarding Toda. But before we do that, there is a three-way machlokas we've shown him here. I just mentioned the Pashas of the Gemara, Rashi, and the Rambam say, Inachinami, Kilei HaKerem, the only Daraisa is Luf and Kanvas. These two types of, Rashi says, kitnios, types of beans. But this is Rashi and the Rambam. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos Yimaslav Yitiru, Tosfos says, no. This, the Lufin Kanvas is to exclude other Zra'im, but not the five grains. The five grains are for sure also Daraisa. Right? Chitim, Sa'orim, Kusman. Right? The five grains, says Tosfos, and Vitiru are also Da'oraisa. The Shita Mekubetzes, here in Osbeis, says, we read the Gemara incorrectly. Really, it's a rhetorical question. The Gemara says, right, that the you read it as Hash Haslam Canvas Velufas or Torah. What? Did the Torah only Aser Canvas and Lufas all Doraisa? The problem is, though, it's not his field. So if it's not his field, don't bring me any kal vachomers. There's a separate din here. If it's not your field, you're not going to be able to answer it. There's a different conditions for the context. Different than the case that we're talking about here with Toda. So according to the Shiva Kubatsis, it sounds like all's Rama Daraisa. So all's Rayim, Rashi and the Rambam only kind of send Luf and Tosfas and Rovri shown him in the middle that include the Hey Mine Chitim. I'll put out a question now that is unbelievable. I mean, Ha'ara. But if anybody has an answer here or out there, feel free to enlighten us what exactly this means. This discussion about the, if you planted a kerem of chavero and ba ma'isel of lechachamim, the in front of the chachamim and asered it. So the Gemara is not quoting the Mishnah, but in the parentheses here, they take it out, but if you look at the Tznan, it quotes a Mishnah related. The related Mishnah to this discussion is in Kilayim, in Perek Zion, where it says there, if you put, this is the opposite case. If you put your vines on your friend's tefuah, the same exact parallel case. If you look in the Mishnah, which Mishnah is this? Perek Zayin Mishnah? If you look in Yachanu Boaz, it's Dalet Hay. It's two Mishnahs together. It's Dalet Hay. Holiday. If you look in Omer of Yossi, Maisa Be'echad, if you look in Kahati, Kahati separates it, but he says on the bottom, in all Mishnayos they're together, but I separated it. Why are these two Mishnayos together? If you look in the Tosas Anshei Shem, right here on the bottom of the Yochanan Boaz, Bekolan Uschos, Bein B'Mishnah, Bein B'Mefarshim, She'oleha, Nirshim Kam, Dalet Hei, V'lo Nimsa Kazeh, Bechol Hashas, B'Vadai Halo Dovarhu. There's something going on here in this Mishnah in Kilayim. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet Hay. And he says, V'ra'isi laharav something, de'ain safik sheyesh sod kamus bedavar. There's a secret here. V'logila esaznenu. V'ani ba'ani, inicha kamishmaya, eima milsa di'yeheravat etzaskabel. I'm going to try to say something that should be makubal, and I have no idea what he's talking about. Something about the Shechina Begalus and Kilayim. Can look it up, try to figure it out. It's four lines here about, I don't know what. But then at the end he says, "B'mchas Hashem shagisi Hashem yichov hatov yichaper la'ad." Anyway, can look it up. Kilayim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet Hay. The only time in Shas, but this, why do Rabbi Yehuda do this? What's the message here? There's something here, but there's a sod kamus. I'm just not privy to the sod yet. So, Bez Hashem, one day our eyes will be opened. Okay, Viter though in the Gemara. That's a take-home chidushe anshei shem. Tosas anshei shem. Vika demasi la kvasim. So we have the same exact parallel Gemara now when it comes to kvasim. The same exact shaklavataria. Boy, manera blazamei. Rabba shokan is a kvasim lechol kazayis mehen of alachim l'mahu. What if you shech the keves on shvuis to eat half of kazayis of it and half from the bread? Mahu lefgule kvasim lo kami boili. Hashto kulo mi lechem lo mefagli mehen of alachim yibi boi. There's no havamina that the kvasim will become pigle. That for sure not. Ki kamei bayli lefkuli lechem. Mi mitstarfi kvasim lefkuli lechem olo. Same kasha. Amalei afizu alechem mefugal v'kvasim einu mefugalim. The lechem will be mefugal. V'yamai lemakal v'chomer. Ma mefagal einu mispagel. Habal afagal v'lopigal einu dishle ispagel. Exactly the suggestion of kavachomer like we had on Amun Aleph. And then where it says, Mi amrina kavachomer ki agavna. Do you say such a kavachomer? V'yatanya maisa v'echa jazor kamer shachaberu smadar v'chulu. My host ain't an asar, how about lesser veloasar? Ain't no din shalo yizaser? Same question. So hachi hashta. Hasam canvas velufasra Torah. Sharzrami de rabbanu dasiri. Hi davidi sura kansura rabbanan. Delo vidi sura lo kansura rabbanan. Avalhacha lema kavachomer. So the same exact shaklavataria by Toda and by Kfasim. So now the Gemara says, Ma de masila atoda, the one who has the first version of the Gemara, if you have the first version of the Gemara atoda, kol shekin akvasim, you would say the same shaklavataria that you say about kvasim. That if you say the halacha applies by one, it applies by the other. Uma de masila kvasim, but if you only have the second shaklavataria, kvasim who's kuzelazeh betnufa, you might have said only by kvasim, which have the special affinity, as we said, by tnufa, the kvasim and the lechem, that's where we would say that maybe one could affect the other one. Aval toda lo who's kuzelazeh betnufa lo, but by tzoda, where they're totally separate, then I wouldn't have suggested that they are connected. Period. One final question for the day. Rabbi Abba Zuta boy lo hachi. Rabbi Abba Zuta has the following question. Boy minei Rabbi Lazar Meirav. Hashochides akeves lechol kizayis mechaveiro lamachar. You shecht one of the kvasim. Somebody shechts a keves on Shavuos to eat from its friend tomorrow. What? How should we interpret that word from its friend? What is the friend of the keves? Mahu. Keves chaveiro keves mashma v'lo mefagel is its friend, meaning the other keves, and therefore it would not be mefagel. Why? Because each keves stands on its own. It's like matir mefagel as a matir. O dilma, or lechem mashma, or lechem is the friend of the keves. So mefagel land, then it would be pigel. Amalei tanitua, didn't we learn it in the Mishnah? Shach adakam min hakvasim lechel mimena lomachar. The Mishnah later on says, if I shecht one of the kvasim to eat from it tomorrow, hu pigel v'chaveiro kasher. It is pigel. And it's chaveiro is kosher, so it's clear. You see what chaveiro means there. Lechem echaveiro lamachar shneim kshir. But if I think about it, about its friend, it's kosher. Alma chaveiro keves mashma. So you see, it's referring to the other animal, and that's why if you think only about it, it's kosher. If you think about it itself, then it's going to be kegel, and its friend is going to be kosher. So isn't that a raya? Answers the Gemara: No, dilma de parsh v'amar chaveiro keves. Maybe over there is different because he explained himself there. Who says that he wasn't so same? It sounds like, just to end off with this, it sounds like from this Gemara, especially at least in the Hava Mina, we had a whole discussion, both on Daf Beis here, Daf Beis and Zvachim, whether Pigol or any of these thought cases, Pigol, Shlichus Yad, have to be said or even thought. Sounds like from here, it's got to be said. Because what's that question? Oh, when somebody thinks Chaveiro, what is he thinking? Ask him what he thinks. So it sounds like from the Hava Mina that it's got to be an Amira. Unless that's what the maskana is. The maskana is, oh, maybe there he explained himself. Maybe there he said it, but usually but it sounds like from this Gemara that you need the Amira. Okay, we'll stop here in the Mishnah, and Be'ez Hashem will continue. Parsha Shir, hopefully, was given last night, hopefully it's up already, and we will continue.